Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Anthony Cozy, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, December 22nd, 2019, the fourth Sunday of Advent. Now here is Father Anthony.
Before I was a priest, I had another occupation early on in my young adult life. I was a wedding DJ. And as a wedding DJ, I had the opportunity to work with many brides and grooms, Catholic, Lutheran, Jewish, and everybody else in between. And now that I'm a priest, I'm on the opposite side, and I get to see the other part of the wedding ceremony. There's an art to being a DJ. You keep the pace going throughout the evening. You announce the bride and the groom. You make sure there's nice music for the cocktail hour, dinner music, and then progressively you have to go with the mood and the flow of the evening to keep everybody happy. Same is true kind of a priest running a wedding ceremony. You know, in our day, weddings usually last 2.5 days, but for the ancients, they could last something like a year of celebrations going on. There was really two parts to the wedding. There was the betrothal period, where they were legally married. Like me, I'm a representative of the state of Ohio, so if a couple comes to me, they're married legally in the state. And then after the ceremony is done, they're married in the eyes of the church. So the two parts of the ancient Jewish wedding ceremony began with the betrothal period. It was usually an arranged marriage, and the man's, the daughter's father and his father would make an arrangement. They would be betrothed, but they weren't allowed to live together. They weren't allowed to enter into their common life until the family home had been built. So Mary would have lived with her father, Joachim, and her mother, Anne, and Joseph would have went off and built the family home. Once the family home was built, then they could begin their common life together, because marriage, after all, is about the building of a family. It's only in the modern time that we think of marriage as just romance and soulmates and all this other stuff. But marriage has always been about the building of a family. So here we are. Joseph and Mary are betrothed. You could almost imagine his joy. My wedding day is almost here. I'm a carpenter. I'm building our house. And then we can enter together. Jewish people often got married on the Sabbath. And the Sabbath was Saturday. But they didn't keep time like how we keep time based on the sun. They based time on the moon. So when the sun set on Friday night, that was Saturday. That was the Sabbath. It was dusk. And they remembered the covenant that Adonai had with his people, where God came to dwell with them. It was a marriage. So many Jewish people also wanted to get married on that day. But it was dark. So remember in Scripture how we read about the wise virgins that are standing out with their oil lamps? Those are all the bridesmaids. Because when the groom and his family arrive, they didn't have electricity like what we have. They had to have some way for them to know where they were going in the dark streets. So the groom would kind of celebrate for the week leading up to his wedding with his family and the bride with hers. And then all the women would dress up, and they'd be outside with torches. And then the groom's family would process to the brides, and the bridesmaids were all waiting, and together they would process to their new home. And then once they got to their new home, there would be a blessing of them, and then immediately the bride and groom would go into their wedding chamber and do what married couples do, because marriage was about life. And then everybody else would go and celebrate, and it would be like a week-long celebration. Once the bride and groom would join their relatives, they would sing, Hava Nagila Hava. Let us rejoice and be glad. How beautiful it is when brothers and sisters live in unity. And so they would get together and celebrate that. So here Mary is. Joseph is about to finish his home. And all of a sudden, he realizes she's already begun the marital process. And theologians often speculate what was going through Joseph's heart and mind at that time. What could it have been? And so they often think of three things. Number one, she violated the sixth commandment. Number two, Joseph was thinking, how can this be? You know, I don't know. She's pure, but I don't understand how this could be. Kind of befuddled. And then three, Joseph was thinking, I believe Mary, but I'm unworthy to be in her presence. And with each of these three comes a different criticism. The first one being, you really think the Blessed Mother was an adulterous woman? Is the critique. The second one, Joseph was really befuddled. It says in Scripture that he was a righteous man. He was a just man. That term is only reserved for one other entity, and that is God. God was considered righteous. And when you're righteous, you let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Was he like high school students that say, I don't know? No. Joseph, on the other hand, let his yes mean yes and his no mean no. And the last one, I'm unworthy to be in her presence. She's beautiful, and this is too sacred for me. Yet he abandoned her. That was the violation of Adam in the garden. He didn't protect Eve. So no matter which one you think you're entitled to do as a Catholic, we don't know exactly what was going through Joseph's mind. All we know is what Scripture tells us, that he stayed with her. He stood by her side and was faithful. The unique thing about Joseph, I think, is that he didn't have all the answers. He didn't make a list of pros and cons. He didn't have to know everything going involved with it before he said his yes. He trusted without knowing fully. The same can be true of us, right? Sometimes we go, I don't know if I want to join the Catholic Church until I know everything about it in and out. It's never been that way, because we won't know everything. It's like a married couple, right? If they knew everything when they were getting married, all the highs, lows, maybe the struggles that they were going to go through, you know what? I'm not going to go through with this after all. Things are revealed in time. Things are always revealed in time. And the same is true with Joseph. We can learn from him. He was faithful without knowing all the answers. And another unique thing about Joseph, we never hear what he says in Scripture. We only know what he does. Joseph, we see everything that he does. Never his words, only what he does. He's a faithful man. So we can learn from him. And Joseph was a carpenter. He had a very simple job. And I think sometimes in our life we think, I got to do this. It's just a simple and menial thing. Joseph is an example for us that in our smallness, we can continue to say yes to God. And Joseph was loyal. And Joseph became the foster father of our Lord. So during this last Sunday of Advent, we reflect upon the smallness of Joseph, the smallness that he had. But by saying yes in small matters, he could accomplish great things. And the same is true of us. We may not have all the answers. We may think that what we're doing is very menial. But in the end, it has great things that God can accomplish through us. Let us pray for that. Let us pray for the courage. Let us pray for the patience. And let us pray for the endurance that in the smallness of our life, we can continue to say yes to God day in and day out, even if we don't have all the answers at this point in our life.
Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome. Make sure to tune in each week as Father Eric unpacks the Scripture from the weekend and shares real-life stories that will help bring Scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.